This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Seated. You'll have noticed, no doubt, because I'm sure you're watching this as carefully as Father Kristen and the Altar Guild and I, that we have turned over to the green season. If you haven't noticed, that's okay. We'll be in green for a long, long time. You'll have plenty of time to observe it. This is the first Sunday of our ordinary time, which is the season of the church year that will take us all the way through to Advent. So we will be in this beautiful green for a little bit together. And Matthew will be our companion. Matthew's gospel will be our text through this ordinary season this year. We have 3 years in the church, the A year, the B year, and the C year. This is an A year. It's a Matthew year. So we're going to spend a fair amount of time with Matthew. And so it's good perhaps to pause on this first Sunday of ordinary time to think a little bit about Matthew's gospel and what themes we might see as we are his companion alongside Jesus through this green season. Matthew's gospel gives us two themes that I at least noticed in this today's reading and that will pop up again. And you can also watch for them with me as we journey through this green season. The first is that Jesus in Matthew's gospel is always, always tearing down boundaries, crossing over the social divides that would keep people apart. He does that at least 3 times in today's gospel reading alone. First, by calling Matthew himself. Matthew, it says, is a tax collector. This is not just the title on his business card. Tax collector tells us something about Matthew's role in that community. It tells us that he had made such peace with the oppressive Roman Empire that he became an agent of their taxes. That he put himself in the position of enforcing the often cruel and burdensome taxes on his own neighbors. And tax collectors were known to be dishonest in this work. Perhaps Matthew was only a little bit dishonest and just added a little bit to what he collected, just enough to make sure he could feed his family and keep his home, maybe. But he could have added a great deal to what he collected and made himself a very wealthy man. The gospel doesn't tell us which. But in any event, the way he made it work, the way he provided for himself, was to add on top of the taxes he was legally required to collect and keep it for himself. So when he is named a tax collector, we're told that he was a person whom his neighbors would not have wanted to sit down at dinner with. Not a person you would have picked as a disciple if you wanted to represent yourself as respectful. And Jesus chooses him straight out of the tax collector's booth. He calls him to follow. And then the woman with the hemorrhage. 12 long years she is suffering this way. And ritual purity laws of her day would have meant that for those 12 long years, if her neighbors were following that ritual purity law, they would not have touched her. They would not have sat in a seat she sat in. She would not have been able to go and worship in the temple. She would have been removed from her community. Even something as simple as handing her change in the marketplace would have made you ritually unclean and unable to worship in the temple. So she suffers physically, but she is also removed from her community due to her illness. So when she is reaching out to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she is absolutely reaching for physical healing, and also she is crossing that social boundary that has been put up between her and her faithful neighbors. It's a brave act, and Jesus recognizes it as such. turns to her and says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well." That boundary erased between the two of them, at least for that moment. And finally, the synagogue leader's daughter. When Jesus gets there, she is assumed to be dead. She is dead, I think. In any event, touching her body, certainly touching the body of a dead person, is not something one who wanted to go worship in the temple would do. Again, that would make you ritually unclean. You'd have to enter into a period of purification before you could worship in your community again. And Jesus walks right into that room and touches that little girl. And he crosses that boundary between the living and the dead. Ultimately, that is the boundary that Jesus will have come to destroy in Matthew's gospel. That boundary will not stand under Jesus' reign. Even that that separates the living from the dead is erased by Jesus' work in Matthew's gospel. So that's the first thing. As we journey together through Matthew's gospel, watch for the ways that Jesus crosses over boundaries. And second, watch with me for what he's doing crossing those boundaries. He doesn't do it just to cross them. He does it to build community, to build the kingdom of God, to show to people who is in God's kingdom, which is everyone, and who is left out, which is no one who wants a spot. Everyone who wants to be in God's kingdom is welcomed in. And everywhere that Jesus goes, he crosses those boundaries in order to build a new community that looks like his Father's family. So Matthew and the other tax collectors and the sinners are welcomed in. They sit at that table with him. This woman, for after her 12 long years of suffering and removal, is brought back into the fold with her neighbors and friends and family. The little girl has her family rejoicing and celebrating around her and probably went to synagogue that very next week and listened to her father's teaching. Jesus comes in Matthew's gospel to break down boundaries and to build up community. And so if we, like Matthew, are going to follow him, then that ought to be our work as well. If there is a boundary that keeps us from seeing someone as part of our community, we are probably meant to cross it, to destroy it if we can. Whether that boundary is a job we find so odious, we don't want to talk to that person, or an illness that seems intractable, and maybe a little gross and uncomfortable, or even death itself. We are meant to cross those boundaries. And when we meet folks who we might see as being on the other side of the boundary, Jesus in Matthew's gospel calls us to invite them to the table, to sit down with them, with us tax collectors and sinners, to build up his community, to see them as part of us, because in Jesus' kingdom, there is no them and us. There is only God's work breaking into the world and our participation in it. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.